News Radio KMAN. It's now 9:39. We continue with In Focus. And Todd Holmberg is the director of McCain Auditorium. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. It's Friday, and that helps a lot. And
I hope you're staying healthy through all this.
I think, you know, we're all trying. We're taking some measures here around the radio station to ensure that. So that's so far going well. So I know that there's a lot of things that you've got on your platter, and while you didn't have the McCain Performance Series, you've got some neat events that are coming up, some virtual events. But first, you got a real neat thing coming up. It's Wednesday, where you're having your friends at McCain with a special event. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Wednesday, November 11th, it's 7 p.m. I want to stress that it's absolutely free. It's a virtual event, so you can enjoy this from the comfort of your own comfy couch. But what we're going to do is I should ask you, Dave, somebody's having a birthday. Somebody's having a big birthday. Do you know who that is?
On November 11th?
Yeah. It's McCain Auditorium.
Is it really?
McCain Auditorium is celebrating the big 5-0.
Is it?
Yeah, so that's why we're having this knockdown, drag out, awesome virtual event.
Well, Todd, November 11th, I always learn something from you. So it begins when again?
Say again, Dave?
It begins at what time again?
It begins at 7 p.m. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off with this really, really cool video that's going to outline kind of where we've been, you know, the last 50 years. And then it's going to kind of talk about what we're up to now with the McCain lobby expansion project. So we'll talk a little bit about that, and that kind of propels us into the future. It's this really cool, fast-moving, 7-minute video. We've been working on it now for weeks. It's just outstanding work. People are going to learn a lot. And it's going to be an exciting video, you know, some old footage of President McCain and some things like that, and some audio of the work that was written for the dedication of McCain Auditorium on November 11th, 1970, called The Record of Our Time by Gail Kubik. So there's going to be some audio footage of that, and then so about 7 or 8 minutes of that, and then we're going to go into a special musical guest. The guest is called the Choir of Man, and it's 7 or 8 guys are going to be singing like pub tunes and folk tunes and rock tunes and classic rock songs and things like this in a iconic pub in London. And it's going to be a special performance that's just for our McCain audience. They got together and just did that for us. And it's going to be about 80 minutes. It's going to be just a rocking and rolling good time. You'll be, if you're sitting on your couch, you're going to be standing on your couch dancing by the end of the night.
Well, if it's a raise your glass to McCain, you're going to, and this is set in a pub, you're not going to be raising just one glass.
No, no. I'm going to have to make sure I have something at home because I'm going to put something in my glass. I hope you put something in your glass. So, like I said, it's free for everybody. We do want you to RSVP, though, so you can kind of know, you know, how many to expect and who's out there listening. So what you want to do is go to the website ksufoundation.org/McCain. So what'll happen is you'll just fill out a couple of questions there, and then you'll get an email with a special link to watch the show at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. So we're just really excited to kind of kick off our celebration year of 50 years of McCain Auditorium and to kind of touch base with everybody and announce our exciting plans for the McCain Lobby Expansion Project.
I just went on to the website, and once again, that's ksufoundation.org/McCain, and there you can get a preview of Choir of Man. So that sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun Wednesday.
Yeah, it sure will. And this kind of leads me into, you know, what McCain has had to do over just the past several months is just really pivot away from doing live shows. We're obviously not doing live shows at McCain. We haven't done live shows for quite some time, and we expect that we probably won't be doing a lot of major live shows at McCain anytime soon. So we've kind of pivoted away from that to this, you know, a different method of delivering our product. So we invented a new series called McCain Connected. So think of the McCain Performance Series, but think of it just virtually. So that's why we came up with McCain Connected. So if you go on McCain's website, McCain.k-state.edu, that's McCain.k-state.edu, you can see a full lineup of our virtual offerings. You can also read a little bit more about that Raise Your Glass McCain Auditorium celebration we're having this coming Wednesday. But right away, here on Sunday, just the day after tomorrow, we are featuring live from our stage a live stream broadcast of the Flint Hills Children's Choir. So within that choir, they have two choirs. One is the Bluestem Choir, which is kind of the younger children. That'll be at 3:30 p.m. And then at 5 p.m., we're featuring the Konza Choir, which consists of the older group. And, of course, the executive director of the Flint Hills Children's Choir is Janie Brokenicki, and she and I have been having a lot of fun sort of planning this event. But, yeah, we're having Wildcat Watch, which is the student-led organization of video production at K-State Division of Communications and Marketing. So they're running the cameras and helping us, you know, feed the footage into the live stream. So it's kind of fun to work with students, but we're all, you know, we're all keeping safe at McCain while we do that. We're all wearing masks, and the children will be wearing masks as they sing. So we're doing it very safely, keeping within the cap of 50 people. But that is also free of charge, so tune in. You can grab the link at our website. So tune in at 3:30 and then again at 5 to hear the Flint Hills Children's Choir. And then you can also look at our website for just a host of tons of other virtual events that we have planned.
Yeah, I know the one that you're excited about has got to be the Jim Brickman.
I'm excited about Jim Brickman. That's going to be December 22nd, and I don't have that right in front of me, but I think it's at 8 p.m.
Okay.
There is a cost for that, but a portion of that ticket price is going to come back to McCain Auditorium. So Jim Brickman is doing this for several theaters, for several theaters around the country, and so we're pretty excited because he did really, really well. We sold a lot of tickets when we featured Jim live at McCain, several years ago. So it's been kind of fun to connect back with him.
I was looking down your list, and I was very excited to hear about Taj Mahal. What a blues legend he is, and that's got to be a coup for you as well.
Well, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a coup. You know, it's just like any other business, you know, the longer you're in the business and the more relationships that you develop, you know, the more kind of fun and good things come your way. So it was a major gift for McCain Auditorium, but, you know, we're happy to partner with, I believe it's coming from the theater at UC Davis in California. So we're happy to partner with them. At the UC Theater stage in Berkeley, California.
Mm-hmm.
So those tickets are, I think, $20 per household. And again, a portion of that ticket cost comes back to McCain. So hopefully we're going to see a little bit of financial income coming in during this, you know, kind of a dark period of our history of, you know, having the ability to earn income.
Yeah. Well, let's just touch base real quickly about what you have Wednesday. It's on the 11th, a special day for McCain Auditorium fans with a special event that that is significant with regard to the history of McCain Auditorium.
Yep, in 1970, November 11th, was the dedication concert. A lot of people that have served on my friend's McCain board were actually participants of that production. So we wanted to celebrate that by doing a show 50 years later. So again, this is free. It's 7 p.m. Go to ksufoundation.org/McCain, and you'll hear a brief history of McCain, kind of a virtual groundbreaking of the McCain lobby expansion. And then the virtual curtain will rise with the choir of man. You'll be just wildly entertained for about 80 minutes after that.
Should be a lot of fun. Todd, thank you so much for joining us here. And please keep us up to date on other activities with McCain Auditorium.
Yeah, well, Dave, thanks a lot.
You bet. Anytime. Happy to help. Good to talk to you, my friend.
Stay healthy, my friend. All right, bye.
Todd Holmberg, McCain's director. What a great celebration opportunity that is. Of course, you know, in a new world, it's the way you do things now. When we come back, Ryan Courtright from Manhattan Fire Department will be joining us here on News Radio KMAN's In Focus.